Klingon word from the word.
Shok hem jichdach behind kashpa. Shok lij rop dach jich. You hem me in, behind and before. You laid your hand on me. Perspective is everything. Imagine walking down an ill-lit corridor on Deep Space Nine only to realize that in front of you and behind, you are being shadowed by Klingons. At the moment you realize this, out of the gloom, a hand comes down on your shoulder. No doubt, this is terrifying, unless you happen to be a Klingon and this is not a siege, but your comrades come to your aid. This psalm continues to confront us with how thoroughly we are surrounded by the Almighty. Hemmed in, the World English Bible translation says, translating a Hebrew word that occurs fewer than 40 times in the Bible, tzur, a primitive root meaning to cramp, used in a variety of meanings with the notion to confine. We can once again ponder whether this is good news or not. It comes down to a matter of relationship. It is terrifying if you are surrounded by an enemy, but this is wonderful news if you've made peace with God. This is the reminder, the reassurance that you are not alone, no matter where you are. Shokhem jikdak behind jikashpa. Shok leid lij op dach jich. You hem me in behind and before. You laid your hand on me. The support of God's hand is a delightful reminder of his power to act in our lives. The Bible never guarantees we'll skate through life without trouble, but in the midst of it, we are reassured to hear his hand is there, as in the promise given through Isaiah, "Don't you be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." Interesting also is the description of how we are surrounded. You hem me in behind and before. The words behind and before are achor and kedim, and besides having the idea of location, they can also express the idea of time, achor meaning hereafter and kedim the time before. Considered this way, we can see that God's surrounding care doesn't just encompass us at this moment, but always. Think about this. There is no time before God loved you. It's not something you had to earn. There is not something you had to do to deserve it. And there is no time after the time God loved you. He isn't going to stop. Through all time, he surrounds you with his love before and after your life. Better yet, God is no spectator. He doesn't watch from a distance. He hasn't isolated himself from you, for by faith we can join the psalmist and say, "You laid your hand on me." Shokhem jichdach behind jikashpa. Shuk leid lij rop dak jich. You hem me in behind and before. You laid your hand on me. Today, you are walking down the path that is your life. The way may seem bright or shrouded, but rejoice. You are not facing it alone.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend. And please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org and the new StarQuest Podcast Network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relexification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. Please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.